What a weekend this is, a very special weekend at the ballpark, and that's what makes baseball special, is connecting the dots and the generations and bring you back to moments that you love and you remember and make you feel good. And that's the purpose of baseball, is to do that. Even in the seasons that don't work out so well, they're the moments, the people that we always come back to and make us want to come back to the game. So we have a special guest today.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Ryan Vogelsong here today.
Nice. Nice.
We've got Nicole and Ryan here today at the Public House, and boy, it's always a pleasure to see both of you. And Ryder, I saw him. How are you? He's growing up beautifully.
Yeah.
And it's great to have you here today. So let me, Ryan, first of all, how are you?
I'm really good. Really good. I'm a lot better now that I'm back here, believe it or not.
No kidding. Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I saw you walk in, I said the guy belongs here.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about... You know, they say they use the word forever giant and all that kind of stuff. But when you walked in, I saw you sort of in my mind. All of a sudden, I saw you walking on the mound. Isn't that funny how images come back?
It's funny you say that, because as soon as we got off the plane last night, we both just feel like we belong here. You know, this feels like home to us.
Cool.
Yeah, you know. So tell us about the weekend for both of you. I want to hear from you and Nicole what this weekend means and how it came about.
Oh, I mean, it came about... I mean, this has been in the making for me for a long time. I mean, 2011, when I came back here the first time, it was because if things didn't work out, I wanted to retire as a Giant. And just talking with Nicole and thinking about things and... Why should that change now? Just because it's 6 years later. So it's been in the works for me for a long time. It's something that I wanted to do. And I'm just happy and grateful to the Giants for giving me the opportunity to do it. So, but it just came about talking to Bobby Evans through the summer. We were talking about different things, the team, how I could help, getting more involved, but still being at home with Ryder and Nicole and enjoying my first summer of retirement. And I just mentioned to him in conversation, hey, I know it's busy right now because it was right around the deadline. I said, when things calm down, I'd like to sign a one-day contract so I can go out as a Giant the way I want to go out. And he was like floored and said, you know, I can't keep this to myself. And that scared me a little bit, but here we are.
Wow, beautiful. So you will retire as a Giant.
Yes, tomorrow. Afternoon.
Now, will you get to the mound and throw a pitch, or how is that? You know how that's going to work out?
I can't tell you everything. I don't even think I know everything. Okay. I've been privy to some information, but I will be on the field at some point in some capacity.
Well,
I can tell you this.
Yeah.
You don't want me to throw right now anyway. So I could get it there, but it's definitely not going to be on the line. So. We'll just leave it at that.
All right. Let me ask you, will you be in a uniform?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you that either.
Wow. All right. This is clandestine. I love
it. All right.
This is crazy.
And we don't know, will this happen before the game or during the game? I don't know that either.
I do know that. It will be prior to the start of the ball game.
All right. Because people want to come out and see it, obviously.
Yeah. So if you want to see it, make sure you're here early.
All right. Very good. And make sure you bring your radar gun to see whatever.
Sundial, probably.
Whatever he's
doing. I can't believe what Ryan's saying, because I just about my jaw just about cracked on my chest yesterday. Ryan was on with Gary and Larry, and they asked him what his activities were now, and he said golf and watching his son play Little League and lifting weights. Yep. And, I mean, you look like you're ready to go up nine innings. When did you know that you were done with baseball, at least from a pitching perspective?
My body could go nine innings.
Yep.
My shoulder, on the other hand, no.
Okay.
No, I don't have any pain in my shoulder. I haven't touched a baseball since the day I walked off the field in Fort Myers, other than playing catch with Ryder.
Cool.
And Ryder's eight, so that velocity doesn't really mix. So I haven't even tried to throw anything as hard as I could since March. So we'll stay away from that one.
All right. Ryan Vogelsong with us. Nicole, let's pass the mic to Nicole. I want to hear.
I'll leave.
Go ahead. Okay, this is live radio as we do this. And Patrick, all right, very good, Nicole.
Thanks.
All right, first of all, it's a pleasure to have you on. And, while Ryan was pitching, you were on Twitter, and we always caught up with you. You like Twitter. You would say things on Twitter.
People were very good to me on Twitter.
very few and far between, not nice stuff. I have been bombarded with love for him for 6 years. It's been really nice.
Well, what does this weekend mean to you and as a family here?
This, everything that's ever happened good for us on a baseball field happened here. And so it means everything to be able to come back and to watch him bring it full circle again to the end here. It's just where we're meant to be. So.
Well, it's wonderful. And of course, getting ready for this today. And tomorrow we do a greatest game in Giants franchise history. So we pick one out. It could be from the New York Giants and any part of Giants history. So for tomorrow, we're going to do your first game back here in 2011.
That was a good one.
Against the Rockies.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding?
Perfect game for five innings.
Five innings until Chris Iannetta.
Base hit up the middle.
Got a base hit. And, of course, we have some of your teammates talking about it. Whiteside caught you that day.
Yeah, he did.
And he was very excited. And Cody Ross
hit a home run.
Hit a home run. His first of the year. And I said, yeah, it's your first of the year. What happened? Because it's May. He said, well, he had some sort of calf injury.
Yes.
And we have, so that'll be our tribute to you tomorrow.
And the other big thing, the big deal that day was we beat De La Rosa, who apparently gave him such a hard time up until that point.
Yeah, he did. And it was amazing. And I don't know, the big part of it, why did I think of that game? Because I'll never forget when you walked off the mound.
Yeah.
And the ovation you got from the fans. Now, you had won a game already.
So yeah, but on the road.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And this is your first one at home. It was Mother's Day on Sunday. And Art, behind you, was the official scorer, Art Santo Domingo, right?
Nice, Art.
So the year before that, Art was the official scorer for Dallas Braden on Mother's Day,
yeah,
who pitched a perfect game.
Yeah.
And here's Art next year.
Art, I screwed it up for you, Art.
And so there it is. So, but I remember walking off because Javi Lopez came in. And there was a walk to Gonzalez, then an error. And then out comes Bochy. And Javi comes in. And I guess Jason Giambi was coming up at that point.
Yeah.
And you walked off the mound. And tell us what you felt at that point. And Nicole, I want to get your thoughts as well as a family that day when you walked off the mound. Because your reaction was one that I think I'll never forget in this ballpark.
Yeah, before everything else happened in the 5 years, before the All-Star game and the World Series, and it's still way up there. That game is still like two or three on my list of best moments in San Francisco for me.
Yeah.
Was that game, that Mother's Day, pitching like that. I had pitched other games as a Giant here, but that was my first start in this ballpark, even back the first time, 2000-2001. So my first start in this ballpark, then to pitch like that, and, you know, obviously Mother's Day, I said, I know my mom and grandmother at home watching, and then to walk off the field and get that ovation, that was like the best thing that happened to me in baseball to that date. So, I mean, amazing.
And you took your cap off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know me. We've talked. I'm a baseball guy. I respect this game more than I could ever describe to people. So as soon as it happened, I knew what was going on. And I wasn't going to let it go by because at that point in time, I had never pitched good enough to get one of those.
Yeah.
So when you do get one, you notice it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to let it go without acknowledging that I knew what they were doing.
Nicole, cool. What about you that day?
Cool.
Well, same for me. I mean, I felt like the journey, the years, the Japan, the release papers, the other release papers, the winter balls, it had all finally come to fruition in that game. Like, everything finally came together, and he was back on a mound, and just an ovation that we hadn't heard.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
Please,
we have time.
Ahead. Yeah.
So that game, I can't remember what inning it was. It might have been the inning before that, like the third or fourth inning. I was facing Seth Smith, and he put this long at bat on me, right? And I was making some really good pitches, and he just kind of started playing pepper, like foul off. And I remember at that point in time, I still was still questioning whether I was good enough, you know. And I remember it was like, you know, fastball in, he fouls it off, fastball away, he fouls it off, and I'm 3-2, and I'm two outs, and I'm like, I don't want to walk him and start a big inning here with two outs. And I, like I said, I wasn't really confident in what I was doing yet. I was just trying to get through innings. And Eli called a changeup, and I remember thinking to myself, now if you throw this changeup and walk him after this nine pitch at bat, you're going to be really mad. But I knew I had to throw him something else. So I throw him this changeup, 3-2, and he rolls over at the first base. And I remember laughing, going, I've never done that in my entire career. You know, because and I was kind of like, somebody's watching over me today because I've never done that before.
Wow.
And, I mean, but I did that a whole lot that year, a lot of first times.
Well, plus in that game you got a double. Come on, you let off the third inning, you know.
I mean, I can rake. Let's not joke around.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
After that, you could hit.
I could hit until I got hit in the face.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
That's exactly right. You could hit.
Yeah, I could hit a little bit.
And it was a leadoff double, but they couldn't get you around.
Mm. No, that's all right. I think we had three runs on the board already when I hit that double.
No, third inning.
At that point in time, it was 0-0 still?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a big double.
Yeah.
Where did you?
Dead center field.
Yeah. Just a smack.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Let's take a quick break.
Definitely.
I want you to hear some of the things your teammates say, because I want to play some of that when we come back out of the break.
Oh, that's a little scary.
No, it's fun. It's fun. There's a common theme, trust me,
that
they have a lot of respect for you. So we'll take a break. Ryan Vogelsong is with us. We've got baseball today and a very special weekend. And this is what baseball is all about, a very special weekend here at the ballpark. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports lead.
Hi, Marty, Larry, Matt, and Ryan Vogelsong. Fans and teammates and everyone lights up. They have something to say. Let me ask you, Matt Cain, Ryan Vogelsong.
Intense. I mean, you know he's going to be intense the days he's taking the ball, and you know the other days he's probably going to be intense as well, but a little more relaxed intense. You know, he's definitely a good personality, great guy to be around, and definitely enjoyed having him as a great teammate.
Like you, he pitched some very, very big games for the Giants against Cincinnati, against St. Louis, against Detroit.
Yeah, he did. He had some really key games, you know, and I was kind of the one going right after him, so I was kind of cheating off of him. So it was nice that he threw the ball so well, so I was able to maybe steal some of his technique away.
One thing I remember is his first game back here in 2011 against Colorado. He pitched a one hitter. The place went nuts. He tipped his cap coming off. It was one of the emotional moments.
Yeah, it was. You know, he was a special guy to be around, and you know, just with the journey that he went through his career, and you know, just the full experience. And, you know, he was an open book. He told you all the good days and all the bad days. He went through them all and, you know, had a lot of in-betweens as well. And, you know, he had a tremendous career.
Ah, beautiful. Thanks, man.
Yeah, definitely. No problem.
Marty Lurie here, Hunter Pence, Ryan Vogelsong. What comes to mind?
Vogie, it was a tremendous privilege to play baseball with him, with someone with that kind of fire and that kind of passion. Just a tremendous leader, tremendous work ethic. His intensity, 2 days before he started, you couldn't even talk to him. He was that focused and that dialed, and it leaked into all of us. The presence that he carried and, you know, the way that he competed on the hill, it was truly an honor to play with him.
You had a big part of the Cincinnati series, of course. You know, coming back in that series, and he pitched a heck of a game against Homer Bailey.
Yeah, I think his playoff record speaks for itself, and I think, you know, these things aren't coincidences. It's part of his passion, his love, his preparation, and, you know, I don't know, they say the baseball gods, but I feel like they shine on the ones who truly are epitomize what baseball is all about, and his love and his passion and his work ethic is second to none.
Ah, beautiful. Thanks, Hunter.
All right, thank you, Marty.
Marty Lurie, Brandon Crawford, Ryan Vogelsong comes back. I say, Ryan Vogelsong, to you, what comes to mind?
Intensity. I think everyone will always remember that about him, especially the games that he was starting. I mean, he was a great teammate 4 out of 5 days, and then his start day, you couldn't really talk to him a whole lot. He had that intense stare all day, and I think that just shows how much he cared about when he was on the mound, how much he cared about, you know, trying to get us a win.
He pitched some very big games for this ball club. Game 3 in Cincinnati, game against St. Louis, a couple of games against Detroit, some really huge games.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we won every game, every postseason game that he started. So, he definitely pitched in big games for us, and I think that just goes back to what I said about how much he cares about just doing whatever it takes to get the win. And he was always a fun teammate to be around and a good storyteller. So it'll be cool for him to come back.
Did you get into the enchilada thing with him?
Can't say that I ever got into the enchilada thing, but you know, that was his thing, and you know, maybe I'll have one with him here when he comes back.
Yeah, for old time's sake, I don't know if you were here when he made his debut at AT&T coming back in 2011. I don't know if you were here May of 2011, but it was an amazing day, a one hitter against Colorado. They took him out in the seventh inning, but the fans went nuts for him. They really liked him for some reason. They related to him.
I wasn't here. I think I got here probably later that month, but I wasn't here for his coming back party or whatever you want to call it, come back game. But yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of well documented, just kind of his journey through the big leagues and coming back after being in Japan and starting out in the minor leagues for us in 2011, and then coming up and you know, pitching that great game. And so I think everybody kind of knew that, and it's hard not to root for a guy like that.
No, and as long as you hear it, he was an all-star too. We forget that. He was an all-star.
That's right, yeah. He had a real good first half that year, and you know, I think we were all really happy for him.
Yeah, good. All right, Brandon, thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Awesome.
How'd you like that?
You guys are going to try and make me cry already.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing about those teams we had, that we were together. You
yeah.
know? There's no doubt about that. We were together. We understood each other. Mm-hmm. We knew what made each other tick. And they were respectful enough of me to let me be the way I wanted to be on my game day.
Yeah,
you
cool.
know, which says a lot about teammates.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that wouldn't have been okay with me being that way, and the other 24 guys in that room were okay with it.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, and of course I would see you on game day, you know, and I'd look at you and I'd just go the other way.
Yeah,
but
good choice.
What was the deal with you on that? Why was that?
You know, it took me so long to get good that I kind of felt like it took me 13 years to figure out that that's how I needed to be successful. And once I got to that level, I was going to be that way every start and make sure that I was ready, I was focused, and my job that day was to win. And I didn't care what anybody else had to say, thought, wanted to do. My job that day was to win a baseball game. And that's how I had to prepare to get it done.
Now, Nicole, what was he like on game day for you? Now, of course, we had the enchilada thing for a while. Then I know we moved on to hamburgers or something later.
Yeah, I mean, I spent many a night searching out enchiladas in cities all over America. So if anybody's ever traveling and they need to know, just hit me up.
Number one enchilada town in America, what would you be? What do you guess?
Well, San Francisco and then Cincinnati. Right, babe? Yeah,
wow.
See, I know.
Cincinnati?
I got them on speed dial.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's so funny because everyone always thought I made his, but I cannot take credit. I am not an enchilada maker.
Okay.
I'm just an orderer and a deliverer. But, you know, it took me a long time. When we first started dating way back 2001, I would say to him on pitching day, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" He'd be like, "I'm pitching today." I mean, this is always, he was always pretty focused, not as crazy as he was these last, you know, 6 years, the second stint here. But even back in the day, I'd be like, "What's up? What's wrong?" You know, innocently.
Yeah.
And I slowly learned. It took me about a year to catch on. But from that day on, I just wouldn't mess with him. If he came to me, said something, I'd speak back. You know, I just kind of kept my distance, let him come to me. And I just realized that was what he needed to be good. And so, you know, I just had to roll with it and do what I had to do.
All right, Ryan and Nicole with us. Now, I want to ask both of you, did you do that in Japan too? And what did they think? I mean, because Japan's a little different culture.
Yeah, I was kind of on my own program over there anyway, which, fortunate for me, when I got to Japan, the team I was on, two of the guys I played with, and I'm really good friends with them still, they had been there for, one had been there for 4 years, one had been there for three, and they were both very successful in Japan. So when I got there and the team saw the worker I was and the focus and everything, they kind of just let the three of us do what we needed to do to play. There was not a whole lot of interference. They didn't understand why I was like that, but as long as I was pitching good, no one questioned it. I mean, they smoke in between innings there, and I came in one day after giving up a home run, and I kicked the ashtray. You know, they had the old school ashtrays that were
big ones.
You know, like 2 feet off the ground with the grate on the top.
Yeah.
well, not even thinking that there was a whole bunch of ash in the bottom of that thing. I came in and kicked the heck out of that thing one day, and it looked like an NFL team was coming out of the tunnel to smoke. They didn't like that too much. But, I think I grew on them. Mm. You know, I grew on them, and I think the same way as the guys here, they started to understand how much I cared about what I did in the game, and that's why I was the way I was.
Ryan, you weren't just like that on game day. You probably came up intense. Where does that whole part of your personality come from?
It's funny, because this whole thing that's going on tomorrow has given me a chance to really think about things for the last couple of weeks here, which I didn't do. Mm-hmm. And so I'm outside of everything else, I'm happy that this is going on because it's given me a chance to reflect. But the guys that I came up with here in 2000 taught me to be that way. You know, I walked into a room at 23 years old with Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent, Ellis Burks, Rob Nen, Gardy, Russ Ortiz. I mean, the list goes on. You know, and then next year we have Benito. You know, and I walk in a room at 23 years old, and I saw winners preparing for baseball games. And just watching them, that's what taught me how to be that way. Because I remember in July of 01, I got traded to Pittsburgh, and they're on the way to lose 100 games. And all I knew was what I knew here, and I walk in their clubhouse before a game and saw what was going on, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is why. Now I know why you're losing 100 games. But that's why I was the way I was, because I watched those guys. They taught me that was how you got ready.
Now, nice. Tomorrow, will you have the game face on tomorrow?
No, I thought about the whole, do I walk in tomorrow right. with Metallica going in my headphones like I used to? And yeah, I'm gonna play it cool tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna play it cool.
Because I think we expect it, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna play it cool. I want to 100% take in everything that's going on.
All right, very good. Where did you guys meet? Can I ask that?
Go ahead. So it's funny.
There's always two versions of it.
When I got traded from the Giants to the Pirates, about a week before I got traded, we traded for Andres Galarraga. And so when we traded for him, I got sent down. Plus, I think there was a DL thing with Worrell. Worrell was coming off the DL, but we traded for Galarraga. So I got sent back to Fresno. Fresno was in Nashville. I go to Nashville, I start a game, and I pitch three innings, but I think I punched out seven guys, and six of them were lefties. And their GM that they just hired was Dave Littlefield was in the stands that night. So I get traded to Pittsburgh a couple of days later. Well, now I'm going back to Nashville because that's where their AAA was. And I went to Nashville, and obviously I didn't know any of my teammates. I went to, like, two games, and after the second game, I'm like, I'm going out to get a beer, and I went into the bar where Nicole was working, and we met there.
And that's
nice.
It. Oh,
awesome.
Good story. All right.
That's great.
What a lovely couple.
That so it
good.
Stunk that I got traded,
yeah.
But
well,
I met my
happened.
Wife.
Come
yeah.
on, and look what happened, and yeah. you're a very lucky man.
Yeah.
Boy, and
great.
Very, no, you are. I told Nicole and Lexi is here, and, you know, we've talked about it, how much you meant to the other wives, and being a baseball wife is not simple. It's not easy, is it, Nicole?
No, I mean, it has its challenges, but I mean, it's way full of, it has way more blessings than challenges. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not easy most days.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people coming and going, and you have to make people feel comfortable. And you were the one that really stood out.
Oh,
that's what I hear.
Well, that makes my heart very, very happy.
No, that's what I hear. So you guys did it well. Well, what a story. We could keep you here forever, but I know you got stuff to do. But the games you pitched, and I think that's important as well. And the one against Cincinnati, you know, and of course Hunter had a big part in that one, you know, with the pregame yep. discussion and all that. And you know, you guys, when you look, you realize why you're champions. But that game, you know, Homer Bailey, you couldn't make a mistake because see what he was dealing. You couldn't make a mistake. You went toe-to-toe with them, and I know you pitched great in St. Louis and Detroit and all that, but that's the game for me, because if you don't do what you did, there's no continuation. Yeah. Who knows what would have happened? So tell us about that
game. You know, people ask me all the time, about that postseason and what was the hardest one. That was the hardest one because that was the hardest ballpark. And to me, the best lineup. I mean, that lineup was so good and that ballpark was so small that you could make a good pitch, and if they hit it the right way, it was going to go over the fence. You know, and in that game, it's, you know, obviously 1-1. I mean, I threw a ton of pitches in 5 innings. I only made it 5 innings, but it was that, it was one of those games for me where I was aim small, miss small the whole time. There was no throw it over the middle, get ahead. It was get ahead on the corners and then go a little bit further off. And I know that drove Boach crazy, but at that moment, that's what I knew it was going to take. And, I mean, obviously, history, but, I mean, I was already blown out of my mind, ready to go, because I was coming off of 3 really good starts at the end of the year. I had a no-hitter in L.A. the week before that against Kershaw. And so I was ready to go, and then, you know, Boach gives his, you know, speech that was really good, and then Hunter gives his speech that blew Boach's out of the water. And I'm ready to run through a brick wall. So for the next basically hour, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to contain emotions and throw strikes, you know. Because there was nerves there. That was my first postseason game. So, but the big play was the one you're talking about with Hunter, the play down the line when Hannigan, another long at bat, like 10 or 12 pitches, and he shanked off a cutter off the plate, and I thought when he hit it, it was going to fall on the line in right field for a double, and he was leading off the inning, and I just pitched through a jam, and I don't know if you remember, but the first inning, I had bases loaded, 2 outs, and a full count on Roland, and I struck him out looking. So I was coming off of that inning where I just barely got through it, and so Hunter, you know, slides and crashes in the wall and makes his play, and it was like the clouds opened for me, you know, like the light came down and was like, here we go. That was the break I needed. Wow. And we took off from there. And I told him as soon as, you know, obviously everyone knows I don't talk during my games, but so as soon as I knew I was out of the game, I grabbed him by his shirt, and I have a picture of it at home. I grabbed him by his shirt and I said, you have no idea what that play you made did for me. You got me through my 5 innings tonight to keep us in this game. Well, and I think I even pushed him because that's how juiced up I was. Yeah. And I'm like, no, go hit a homer. You know?
Was that game where the bat broke 3 times? I don't know if that
No,
was
that was here. But I know he crammed up pretty bad at the end of that game during
the
at-bat.
Did he get a base hit through? Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then he hit the ball through the infield.
He gutted everything he had that night.
That was an amazing game. Yeah, that was an amazing game. So what do you want to do now? And would you like to be in baseball? Would you like to do something?
I mean, do I get to pick, like, my dream
job? Yes. This is...
Is there any way you can get me on the PGA Tour?
We make it happen. If you could beat Javi Lopez once, we could get you on the tour. He says you can't beat him, but...
Yeah. He gets too many strokes.
He says he never loses to you.
Yeah.
Can you drive it with Kane? Can you match him drive for drive?
He's
long.
I mean, not really as close as him. I think I can get close to him now, but a couple years ago, no. But I'm getting better.
All right.
Yeah.
So what about baseball?
So since you asked that, I am going to Instructional League next week for the Giants. Okay. So I'm going to spend 5 days in Arizona.
Okay. Very good.
With the young boys and see if I can't influence some people over for 5 days. And I'll see if I like it, if I'm any good at it. And we'll go from there. Bobby and I have been talking all summer about what's next and how I stay connected and included and what I can do to help. And he really wanted me to do some stuff this summer, and it was totally me saying I needed a summer of retirement because I know once I jump back in, it's going to be with both feet.
Good.
And I owe it to Nicole and Ryder to be at home for a little bit. But we are talking about how to get more involved and do more stuff and still be a dad at the same time.
Oh, beautiful. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that. You know, as long as I get a little bit of love, I'm all right.
Yeah.
You're doing okay.
I'll share.
All right. Very good. Boy, what a pleasure. Go ahead.
One final thought from me. Incredible success. In 40 years, when you as a couple look back on your career, are you going to – what will come to mind first? Will it be all the great success, the postseason runs and all that, or will it be the challenges that you overcome?
Well, I think you don't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we, as a couple, appreciate the really good times way more because we had the really bad times.
Nice.
I don't think we wouldn't have appreciated the good times, but I think we appreciate them a lot more because we had the struggles.
Yeah.
I know for me, it's looking back, there's so many things. There are so many things, you know, the good games, the struggles, this city, these fans. Like I said, yeah, the teammates.
It's true.
The camaraderie we had, the friendships, the, you know, everything that just went along with being a Giant and being here with those teams is, I mean, we talk about it quite often. You know, we reminisce and, like I said, we live down the road from Javi and his wife and their kids, and we get together every week and have pizza and watch a movie, and we watch the games on TV, and we talk and talk about stuff that happened, and so it gets chatted about quite often.
That's a great memory.
Fantastic.
Great memory. And plus, you used to listen to our show.
I used to listen to KMBR all the time because I wanted you guys to talk bad about me, so it would make me mad.
Yeah. Let's give us one KMBR 6A, the sports leader.
You want one of those?
Yeah, give us a good one here.
This is Ryan Vogelsong, and you're listening to KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Yeah. Solid.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on. Yeah. Pleasure having you, Nicole. Thank you so much for being on. All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more coming up right after this. Thanks.